The following podcast contains audio extracted from videos on the Mythology Explained YouTube channel. Please note that there are two narrators for this podcast, myself, Silas, and Zach. Please enjoy.
Hey everyone, welcome to Mythology Explained. The topic of this video is Helios. He was the Titan god of the sun in Greek mythology, also associated with sight and oaths. He lived in a golden palace at the edge of the world, emerging each morning to drive his chariot across the sky, bathing the earth in life-giving light. During the day, he was nearly omniscient. As the sun arced above the world of gods and men, he observed everything that happened. This made him privy to many secrets, to many betrayals and plots known only by the perpetrators and schemers themselves. Thus, it was that he often served as the mechanism by which wrongdoings were exposed. Helios was said to rise from and set in Oceanus. Oceanus was the Titan god who personified the great river that encircled the world, and as such, his waters constituted the farthest eastern and western points. Thus it was that Helios ascended from the Titan's waters in the east each morning, and descended into the Titan's waters in the west each evening. When his ark brought him to the far west, where it was the sunset, he descended into a golden cup that bore him along the flow of Oceanus back to his resplendent abode, where he would rise again to begin the next day. Helios was portrayed as a handsome, radiant man, with fiery, all-seeing eyes. Dazzling light shone from him. His hair was golden, luscious locks spilling out beneath the golden helmet that armored his head, a rayed sun disk often shone behind him, and the richly spun garment that clothed him billowed in the wind as he raced across the heavens in a chariot pulled by a team of four-winged horses. His parents were Hyperion and Theia, both of them first-generation Titans. Hyperion was the Titan god of heavenly light, and Theia was the Titan goddess of sight and the upper atmosphere. Helios had two sisters, Selene and Eos, both of them born to the same parents. Selene was the Titan goddess of the moon, and Eos was the Titan goddess of the dawn. Helios had many, many children, too many to enumerate here. Among the best known of them was Circe, Pasiphae, Aeetes, and Phaethon. Circe was the enchantress encountered by Odysseus in the Odyssey. She transformed the hero's crew into swine. Pasiphae was the wife of Minos. Her husband spurned Poseidon by reneging on a sacrifice he pledged to give. In retaliation, Pasiphae was cursed to fall irretrievably in love with a bull, the Minotaur later born of their union. Aeetes was the king of Colchis, where the Golden Fleece was. Medea, his daughter, used her magic to help Jason retrieve the fleece. Though he professed love, and though he would have certainly failed in his quest without magical intervention, he cast Medea aside when he returned home, resulting in a tragic end for both of them. Phaethon is central to one of the best-known myths involving Helios. He begged his father to let him drive the sun chariot. Helios finally gave in and handed his son the reins. The situation quickly devolved from youthful folly to an existential threat that imperiled the world. Phaethon lacked the mastery and almost immediately lost control of the chariot. The earth was set afire, nowhere worse than Africa, where, so the Greeks said, the land was scorched to desert and its people turned black. Zeus observed the unfolding disaster, which proved more devastating by the second. He let fly a thunderbolt and smote Phaethon, killing him before everything was reduced to ash. Two other myths Helios features in, the abduction of Persephone and the cuckolding of Hephaestus, center on his prodigious sight. From the lofty arc of his chariot, all the world, even the abode of the gods, passed beneath him. As such, he observed virtually everything that transpired during the day, bearing witness to events known of by few others. When Hades abducted Persephone, it was over in the blink of an eye. He appeared suddenly, rushed forward in his chariot, grabbed his unwilling prize, and plunged back into the depths of the earth. Zeus knew what happened, sanctioning the seizure when Hades asked permission to marry his daughter, and Gaia Nu, facilitating the abduction by waylaying Persephone with the vibrant beauty of a blooming meadow. But aside from the three culprits complicit in the abduction, what happened went almost entirely unnoticed. Only Helios, to whom all secrets were laid bare from his soaring vantage, saw what had taken place. Demeter, Persephone's mother, was beside herself with worry. She searched frantically day and night. She knew her daughter was missing, but didn't know who took her or where she was. She searched for days in vain. Eventually, Helios told her what had transpired. She became despondent, and because of her sorrow, crops ceased to grow. Eventually, with humanity staring down the barrel of mass starvation, Zeus was forced to capitulate. He ordered Hades to return as bride, but before he did, he tricked her into eating pomegranate seeds, forcing her to remain with him in the underworld for half the year. Similarly, Helios also observed Aphrodite's infidelity. She was married to Hephaestus, the smith god. With his lame leg, he was the least beautiful of the gods, the only one who wasn't a paragon of form and beauty. Their mismatched marriage was doomed to fail, the most desirable goddess and the crippled god. What's more, it wasn't love that brought them together. The purpose of their union was arranged by pragmatism rather than passion, to forestall future conflict. Aphrodite's beauty was so great that Zeus didn't want gods fighting over her, so he married her off before any blood was spilled. Hephaestus adored his wife. He showered her with the finest gifts, but his affections were only met with scorn. Still, despite an utter lack of reciprocation, he didn't know that he was being cuckolded by his brother Ares, the god of war. It was Helios who finally revealed to Hephaestus that he was being made a fool of. Now apprised, his love curdled to revenge. He crafted a net of subtle make, indestructible, and so fine that it was invisible to the eye. He ambushed Aphrodite and Ares at their next tryst, casting the net over them while they were entangled. Their dismay became utter humiliation when Hephaestus called the rest of Olympus to come over and see the pair helplessly ensnared in his trap. Two more myths with Helios involved two of Greek mythology's best known heroes, Hercules and Odysseus. Hercules' tenth labor was to fetch the cattle of the monster Geryon, a three-headed, triple-bodied giant. The island where their herd was located was in the far west, near the setting sun and so associated with Helios. Needing to cross the vast ocean, but having no means of doing so, Hercules let loose an audacious arrow high up into the sky, demanding that Helios assist him. Either amused or impressed by the hero's temerity, he lent Hercules his golden cup for the crossing. Another encounter comes in the Odyssey, in which Helios plays a significant part in one of the challenges Odysseus had to overcome on his journey home from Troy. Odysseus was warned multiple times not to kill and eat from the herds of Helios. Odysseus himself would heed these warnings, but unfortunately, the men who sailed under his command were not so prudent. After sailing through the strait hemmed in by the monsters Scylla and Charybdis, they came to an island. Here, Odysseus told his crew that they had plenty of food and drink aboard their ship, telling them to leave all the herds untouched. Initially, they listened to their lord's command, but a southerly wind blew unceasingly for a month, trapping them on the island for all that time. The ship's provisions were consumed, and the slow withering of starvation began to set in. Unsure how to proceed, Odysseus went to pray alone, and in his absence, disaster ensued. The crew convened. They weighed the ignoble and drawn-out death of starvation against the quick death that would come if the wrath of the gods destroyed their ship at sea. A swift death at sea was judged preferable. They attempted to placate the gods by sacrificing the cattle they killed in their honor, and by promising to build a great temple in honor of Helios when they returned home, but this was of no avail. Helios was infuriated by the transgression. He went to Zeus and demanded punishment be visited upon those who defiled his herds. He threatened to descend to the underworld, which would leave gods and men alike in darkness. Zeus promised retribution. When Odysseus and his men were once again at sea, Zeus uncorked a tempest and destroyed their ship with a lightning bolt. Only Odysseus survived. And that's it for this video. If you enjoy the content, please like and subscribe. Thanks for watching.